Fitness Tips with Mike Rush. Fast and easy tips to get as fit as possible. Let's go. Being able to handle your stress can directly relate to how healthy and fit you are. And if you've ever noticed, I mean, I have a lot of friends that their job just takes it out of them. It takes a toll. They're there for 8, 9, 10 hours a day. And these are the folks that always look tired, always look a little bit disheveled or gray, or like they haven't been working out. And whether it's work, whether it's different relationships, whether it's whatever it is, I mean, you really have to learn how to handle stress. And one of the very best ways is to set that routine with your exercise so that it's not based on how you feel, but it's based on this routine that you have in place. And I know for me, time and time again, there are so many times where I do a workout when I don't want to, and it really sets me up for success. I mean, I have more energy, really brings me back to life, even though at that moment, I feel like the last thing on earth I want to do is go do a workout. And so stress, it's also one of those where I feel like in today's life, I mean, if you can take a break from whether it's the news, whether it's social media, whether it's the stresses of always having to prove yourself or keep up with others, it's just so important to take a break from that, really direct your focus on what you're grateful for, and that can instantly and long-term, not only short-term, but long-term, set you up for success to not be stressed out and worry about things that you really just can't control. So stress, huge. I think most of the people, most of the studies talking about cancer and just diseases and unhealthiness and things like that is derived from stress. So definitely make it a priority to do things that are more stress-free, whether that's working out, whether that's removing yourself from comparison, and then even doing a bit of self-care, whether that's massage or a walk or taking time to unplug from work and chaos. So if you feel like, hey, I'm not getting the results I want, a lot of times that can lead or be directly pulled from stress.
Do you want to be as fit and as healthy as you possibly can be? Well, I want to invite you to join StrengthForce.com's members area. Simply go to StrengthForce.com/members today, and you can join in to get tips, strategies, and ways to help you be as healthy as you possibly can be.
If you're going to lift and you have limited time, make sure you focus on the compound lifts. And really, whenever I've had my best gains or my best workouts, I really make that a huge priority. So compound lift, meaning involves a variety of different body parts. I mean, something like a bench press, a squat, a power clean. I mean, gets your just a variety of different muscle groups involved versus like an isolated lift is if you're simply just doing a curl where your bicep is isolated and the bicep's the only muscle getting worked. And compound lifts, I mean, they're really, it's just a huge foundation for your strength. It's a huge foundation for being athletic, for really getting a full-blown workout in. And especially if you're lifting maybe 2-3 times a week, or if your workouts are limited throughout the week, it makes no sense to just do a variety of isolated lifts or even several different lifts that are all isolated when you can knock out some different compound lifts that really take care of a variety of muscles, a variety of athleticism for you. And typically a workout, I mean, even if you just do like what we call like a baby workout, if you're able to get in 3 different compound lifts, 3-4 sets each, so
you're doing maybe anywhere between 9 to 12 different sets. If you're doing a good amount of weight, if you're really focused, if you're really concentrated, even if you get in like a 20-minute workout, it can be a full-blown workout that really takes care of your health and your fitness. So you don't need to overcomplicate things. I mean, find a couple of your favorite upper body, favorite lower body workouts, and these compound lifts can really do wonders for your results. If you're going to lift and you have limited time, make sure you focus on the compound lifts. And really, whenever I've had my best gains or my best workouts, I really make that a huge priority. So compound lift meaning involves a variety of different body parts. I mean, something like a bench press, a squat, a power clean. I mean, it gets your just a variety of different muscle groups involved versus like an isolated lift is if you're simply just doing a curl where your bicep is isolated and the bicep's the only muscle getting worked. And compound lifts, I mean, they're really, it's just a huge foundation for your strength. It's a huge foundation for being athletic, for really getting a full-blown workout in. And especially if you're lifting maybe 2-3 times a week, or if your workouts are limited throughout the week, it makes no sense to just do a variety of isolated lifts or even several different lifts that are all isolated when you can knock out some different compound lifts that really take care of a variety of muscles, a variety of athleticism for you. And typically a workout, I mean, even if you just do like what we call like a baby workout, if you're able to get in 3 different compound lifts, 3 to 4 sets each, so you're doing maybe anywhere between 9 to 12 different sets. If you're doing a good amount of weight, if you're really focused, if you're really concentrated, even if you get in like a 20-minute workout, it can be a full-blown workout that really takes care of your health and your fitness. So you don't need to overcomplicate things. I mean, find a couple of your favorite upper body, favorite lower body workouts, and these compound lifts can really do wonders for your results.